Good morning. I'm Mark Brazell, and this is Cincinnati Edition. What effect will this summer's drought have on wildlife, fish, and vegetation? Dr. Doug Inkley from the National Wildlife Federation talks with Thane Maynard about the drought's ramifications in about 10 minutes. And later, Dr. Francis Slakey tells you about his journey to climb the highest peak on every continent and surf in every ocean. The Reds are getting close to clinching the National League Central, so now they're beginning to focus on the postseason. Marianne Zalesnik talks with Inquirer sports writer John Arardi about the team and what they have to do to keep going strong.
Good morning, John. Thanks for joining me.
My pleasure.
Well, things have been looking pretty good for the Reds. Their magic number is shrinking. How do you think the team's doing? Is it going to make it to the playoffs?
Yeah, it would take a collapse of monumental proportions for them not to make it. That kind of thing has happened in the past, but they're just so far ahead right now. I think it's just a matter of clinching quickly and getting some players rested for the postseason.
Well, let's talk about that. What do they have to do to get ready for postseason play as opposed to just this day-to-day play they've been going through now?
Well, you always worry about the pitching, particularly the starting pitching. But in the case of the Reds, I think one of their key guys, Marianne, is Aroldis Chapman, the closer. They've done studies in the past, and they've shown that the three greatest predictors of postseason success are closer quality, the strikeout ratio of the pitchers, and defense. Well, the defense isn't going anywhere. That's always going to be good with the Reds. The strikeout ratio of the pitchers is very good. The issue is the closer quality. Right now, Chapman's a little bit tired, and if they don't get him right, they're going to be in trouble.
Even though they do have a pretty deep bullpen?
Yeah, because I think what you're looking for in the case of a closer is a guy who can come in and just completely shut down the other team. The Reds had that in 1990 when they last won the World Championship, when they had Randy Myers in the bullpen. And, yeah, they had other closer-quality type pitchers in Rob Dibble and Norm Charlton. And the Reds have the same thing right now with Jonathan Broxton. But the problem is he's not quite as dominating as Chapman. And when you get that lead, you have to be able to shut the door. You have to shut it with strikeouts. And the best pitcher to do that is Aroldis Chapman.
Well, you mentioned the 1990 team, sort of comparing the closer there. Let's compare this team to the 1990 team in other areas. How does it compare?
Well, it's not quite as good defensively. I think it's very important. Basically, there's this thing in baseball, not to get too technical, it's called defensive efficiency ratio. And what it is that you have to turn batted balls that stay in the ballpark into outs. And the 1990 team was as good as any team that's ever played at doing that. This team is very good defensively, but they're not quite in that category. And I think another big issue with them, they have to get their center fielder, Drew Stubbs, right offensively because he's such a good defensive player. You want him in the game. The pitchers love him, especially in big ballparks. He's great at turning fly balls or line drives into outs. And if they don't have him out there doing well in center field, they're also going to be in trouble.
But you do have Brandon Phillips, who seems like he performs some sort of acrobatic attempt every night.
I've always told people that God must be a baseball fan because he always makes the opposing hitters hit the ball to the second baseman in crucial situations, and Brandon Phillips makes great plays. He's one of my favorite players that I've ever seen with the Reds. They also have a very good, albeit injured, troublesome third baseman in Scott Rowland. He's another great fielder. And I think the other great fielder, arguably you could say, is Votto. It's first baseman, is a very good fielder. But I particularly like the catcher, Ryan Hannigan, and I think no team has ever done well in the postseason without a great catcher, and the Reds have a great catcher this year.
You mentioned Joey Votto. He's back now after recovering from his knee surgery. Is he 100%? Will he get to 100% before playoff time?
I was thinking about Votto just today. Votto's, you know, there's some hitters of which you say he could fall out of bed in December and hit a line drive. Well, Votto's not that guy. Votto needs a lot of time to get ready. I almost compare his swing to that of a golf swing. It's very technical. It has to be just right for him to perform well. And it does take him a while to get back in the groove, and he's not there yet. If he keeps playing, he'll get there. And if he is hitting on all cylinders by the time the postseason arrives, the Reds will be in very good shape because even though they won a lot of games without him, they're going to need him in big games in the postseason against very good pitching because Votto's one of the few guys on this team that's disciplined enough to work the opposing pitcher for a walk if he needs to and get on base. And also, he can go a little bit outside the strike zone to drive in a run. So if he gets well, I think the Reds will be in pretty good shape for the postseason.
They've got a potential Rookie of the Year on the team with Todd Frazier. What do you think about how he's going to perform for the rest of the season?
Well, that's the big question because he's never been there. He's wearing down a little bit right now. And the other guy I'll put into that rookie mix, and he's out as well with an injury right now, is Zach Cozart, the shortstop. And just as you don't win in the postseason without a great closer and a great catcher, you have to have a great shortstop, which the Reds had in 1990 in Barry Larkin, who went into the Hall of Fame this year. So they have to get Cozart healthy, and they have to get Frazier healthy. Healthy is kind of a relative term because Frazier is relatively healthy, despite the typical bumps and bruises of a long season. But what his problem is that his swing is slowed down, and he's worn down just a little bit. He's a little bit tired. So, again, I come back to the same thing. If the Reds can clinch this division early and get these guys rested, I think they'll be in very good shape for playoff time.
Well, if they do clinch early, what happens? Do the regulars sit down, and do they not care if they lose some games?
Well, there was a great line by the Reds manager, Lou Piniella, in 1990, where he gave the team one day off after they clinched. They went on, they had a big party, had a great time, all came in the next day with hangovers. Lou gave them the next day off, and then he said, okay, fellas, we're going to start playing baseball again. We've got about 10 days to go, and I do not want to go into the postseason in a, quote, losing posture. And Tom Browning, the great Red starter back then, told me, he said, only Lou could come up with a line like that, talking about a losing posture. Well, what a losing posture is when you take too many days off, you lose your edge, and you're not quite ready for the postseason. So I think, yes, they are going to rest players. They've got a lot of players. They've got to get well, but they do not want to get into a losing posture. So you'll see some guys playing throughout the last couple weeks of the season, even though they've already got it clinched, just to keep them sharp.
How deep really is the Reds' bench? I mean, if they do want to give some guys a break, give them a rest, how deep can they really go and still field a decent team?
Not very deeply. In fact, that's the big problem with this team. I'd say their Achilles heel is definitely their bench. It's very weak. Miguel Cairo's nowhere near the player he used to be. Wilson Valdez, who plays a lot of infield, not that big a contributor this year. They have some help. You know, the funny thing is about the bench, it really got exposed when Rowland got hurt at third base and Votto went out a little bit. Even though they did well without Votto, once you start getting guys who are usually on the bench, like Chris Heisey, and to some extent early in the season before he started playing a lot, Todd Frazier, when they had those guys on the bench, they were in good shape. But the more guys you got hurt, the more it exposes your bench. And I think that's the value of clinching early and resting guys, is that, yeah, they're going to lose some guys with their bench, but they're going to be healthy going into the postseason, where arguably you can get by with a little bit weaker bench as long as you're starting frontline guys are healthy, and that's what the Reds will be shooting for the rest of the way.
Speaking of the postseason, who will give them the most trouble, the Nationals?
There's a lot of teams who potentially could give them a lot of trouble. Even though the Nationals have shut down Steven Strasburg, their great young starting pitcher, they've got a lot of pitching besides that. If I were the Reds, I would fear them. You've got a Philadelphia Philly team, which is making a run at a wild card spot. They would be a lot of trouble. I think those are the two teams which I were the Reds would concern me the most, the Nationals of Washington and the Phillies of Philadelphia.
You talked about Lou Piniella and his way of working with the team once they clinched. What do you expect out of Dusty Baker?
I expect somewhat the same. I mean, Dusty, to his credit, has been here before in the sense of knowing how to manage a team as it heads for the postseason. Now, he's never won a world championship, but I think he has a real good feel for his players. He knows who needs rest. He knows who needs to play a lot to stay sharp, and I think that is his strength, and I think because of it, I look for the Reds to be in just prime running condition by the time the playoffs arrive.
What's the role of the owner of Bob Castellini and Walt Jocketty, the general manager, right now as they head in this direction?
Well, generally the role of the owner is to stay the heck out of the way, which Bob Castellini does a great job of. And the job, and this is a very interesting question, the job of the general manager, Walt Jocketty, really is to set that postseason roster. And there are some interesting questions going on with the Reds because they've got a couple of players that are sort of on the fence of being on or off the postseason roster. And among those are the fifth starting pitcher, Mike Leake, who would not be good coming out of the bullpen. So you always question, do we want this guy on the postseason roster if he can't pitch out of the bullpen? Well, we only need four starters, goes the argument for the postseason. Another guy on the fence arguably would be, say, a Miguel Cairo, who I spoke of earlier. He's not giving them a lot of help right now off the bench, although he's been valuable at points during the season. So you kind of straddle that line of, do I keep him on the team and sort of reward them for a job well done, or do I take my strongest team into the postseason? There's a fine young pitcher named J.J. Hoover who I expect to make the postseason roster, and that's going to come at the expense of somebody.
John, thanks so much for talking with me.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
John Arardi is a sports writer for the Cincinnati Inquirer. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Marianne Zalesnik.